Refrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. First things first, is it's not Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Each one of the Avos developed and forged their own personal relationship with Hashem, independently of the fact that they were the son of their father. Each one revealed a new aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of godliness, of Hashem's Midas into the world. And it was totally different to that which had come before them. Therefore we can say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. Each one being the Merkava, the vehicle for bringing Hashem's Midas into the world. When we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov, it means that their lives, explains the Malbim, Parshas Chayesara, their lives were run with special Hashkacha. These were not mere mortals, these were not normal human beings. They lived on a totally different plane, on a totally different level of God consciousness. And it gives us something to aspire to. Chazal say, we're meant to look at the avos as something aspirational. What were my actions, what were my deeds? Preach the deeds of our forefathers. Elokei Avraham. Elokim is power. The power through which Avraham Avinu was told, you'll be a goy gadol, you'll be a great nation. This is the power that essentially fuels the Jewish people throughout all of our history. Even though Avraham and Sarah naturally couldn't have children, even though they were barren. You see the Elokus, Hashem's infinite power that can change, subvert, reorganize the laws of nature. To take a barren woman and turn her into the mother of a goy gadol. To take Avram and turn him into Avram. Av Ham and Goyim. A goy gadol, a great nation. Against all odds. There's a Gemara Maseches Pesachim. It says when Nimrod wanted to throw Avram Avinu into the furnace, into the Kivshon HaEsh. Gavriel HaMalach says to Hashem, Hashem, let me turn on the air conditioning. Let me save the tzaddik. I'll do it. Hashem says, no. Ani yachid ba'ilami, I'm unique in my world. Hu yachid ba'ilama, and he's unique in his world. Na'ili yachid lahatzalas ayachid. It is appropriate for an individual to save an individual. The pasuk says, Echad haya Avram. Avram was a unique, distinct individual. No one ever, ever like him, ever again. A truth seeker. Someone that works out the truth for themselves. Is able to forge and develop an independent relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. Someone that literally started the revolution of monotheism throughout the world. This is someone who's not like anybody else. Yachid Ba'ilamoy. In fact, the pasuk says, "Eile told the Shemayim va'aretz behi baram behi be'Avraham." That the world, it was kedai to create the world, it was worthwhile to create the world, if only in the merit of Avraham. The one that will bring godliness into the world. Therefore, as we approach Rosh Hashanah, as we work on our tefillah leading up to Rosh Hashanah, realizing and recognizing that Elokei Avraham, that's the first thing. The one that teaches us Emunah. Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our day-to-day lives.